Sylvia Wilson is taking over the seat vacated by one-term board member Shireen Sheely. Wilson recently retired as assistant to the president of the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers. She says she wants to see change in the district.
Things are very grim, and people have thought that I was crazy for doing this, but I do believe that when you see a problem or, you know, you instead of blaming people and pointing fingers, you jump in and you help to resolve whatever problems.
Wilson says her priorities include the district's financial situation and attracting families to and keeping more of them in the district.
I know it's not going to be easy. I know this is a difficult situation, and nobody can come in and wave a magic wand and be able to secure everything.
In District 5, Terry Kennedy will be taking the seat vacated by Teresa Colazzi. Kennedy says she has a unique perspective to bring to the school board as the mother of a special needs child who went through Pittsburgh Public Schools. She says one of her main priorities will be fighting for a fair funding formula statewide for students with an individualized education program or IEP.
That funding formula assumes each of the 500 districts has 16% of its students with special needs, and they all have the same cost to their services. Well, reality has it, every child's services is defined by their IEP, and the cost of the said services vary.
Kennedy says she's learned a lot being the mother of a special needs child in the district, and says she looks forward to the challenge of working with the administration.
For everything I know, I'm sure there's a lot I do not know, so I look forward to learning more, and I'm hoping that we'll have a good 4 years despite the challenges coming up, and I'm looking forward to helping overcome the challenges and coming up with solutions.
In District 9, Carolyn Klug will take over the seat held by Floyd Skip McRae.
I'm a retired Pittsburgh Public School teacher, and I'm still very concerned about what's going on with our students, and I still want to help.
Klug says she would like to see more families move to the district and keep their kids in schools, but adds equity for each student needs to be addressed. Klug says she is also opposed to closing any more schools.
The Pittsburgh Public Schools is a big part of the Pittsburgh community as a whole, and I think we need to make sure that we grow and continue to build on our strong policies and projects that we have going on right now.
In District 7, Cynthia Ann Falls will take over the seat of the longest-serving school board member, Jean Fink. Falls was a teacher at two Pittsburgh high schools from 1992 to 2010. She says the collective experience of board members will help inform decisions.
You know, we have elementary teacher, we have a high school teacher, we have a former principal. We have someone who's, you know, been very versed in elementary and union experience. So we bring a lot to the table, a little different variety and different levels.
Falls says she's ready to jump right in.
It's not all about one specific topic. It's about looking at and being open-minded to all of them.
District 3's Thomas Sumpter will be the only incumbent returning. The four other seats on the board were not up for re-election this year. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.